Pete Weber joining us as he does every single Monday. Pete, let's start with the blown call that so many people are up in arms about. We sort of are taking the stance that, hey, referees are human and they make mistakes. Do you take a stance that there's any sort of a perception that referees are doing worse when it comes to the Preds than they do with any other team?
Not particularly. I mean, because I hear, as you guys have sort of alluded to, I hear fans of all teams in all sports complaining about the officiating. So I'd have to say it's equal opportunity screwing.
Do you believe, though, that there's any sort of a bias against the Preds or any particular NHL team?
No, I do not. Absolutely not.
Okay. See, we just that's what I love, Pete. We could start right with the direct stuff.
Equal opportunity screwing. That is pretty good stuff. Pete, let me ask you this, though, because PK said it after the game. That they totally outplayed that team. And I think really walking away from that game, that really was the most important thing to me. I think you could say that was a hostile situation going up against a team that beat you last year that's playing good hockey, and you guys absolutely outplayed them. I think that's a really big positive takeaway.
Well, I think it's absolutely huge. That was clearly the best performance of this season that the Predators have put on. And so, yes, it's unfortunate that they didn't come away with the 2 points. But I also think about the tremendous number of opportunities they had, particularly in the first period, that they didn't cash in on. Had they done that, had they not just been, you know, trying to make a one-goal lead hold up, I think they come away with the 2 points. But that part of the luck was not on their side. The guy who had the most chances in the game, Victor Arvidsson, what a game he had. He was all over the place. And we probably are going to end up giving him a middle name, Victor Ubiquitous Arvidsson, because he was every place he could have been, and he was that black fly that bothers the family picnic. He was all over him.
Pete, you are on fire this morning. So tell me a little bit, because you mentioned best game so far of the season. When you look at this team after, I know it's a very small body of work so far, but you're starting to look at this team, what stands out to you that's been the most impressive thing so far?
Well, one big thing that stands out is the fast, absolutely on fire start for Philip Forsberg. I mean, he is 30-some games ahead of his pace of a year ago, and obviously he's as hot as could possibly be going down the last couple of months of the season, finished with over 30 goals again. But that bodes well for this team. The other thing that I think I really like about it is we've seen younger guys, and already it's had to be a next-man-up approach. Don't know yet about Nick Bonino, who had to leave the ice during the second period of the night. And, of course, the game before that, Yannick Weber. Roman Josi, we all know, is going to be a longer-term thing with Ryan Ellis. But as happened in the playoffs last year, next man up has worked pretty well for this team.
How would you evaluate, and I think that's going to be just a question we're going to ask routinely, of Sam Girard, because the talent is just so obvious, and it's dripping, and he appears to be the fifth best defenseman on the team. But you know, there's a rookie wall coming, and the development, and the contract, and there's just so much there. How do you know, what parts of the evaluation are most important to you?
His poise. I've never seen him lose it. He's had it from the first day on the ice in training camp. He seems just totally unflappable to me. Now, sometimes you can be unflappable and turn the puck over. Like you're working for Pepperidge Farm. But he has not done that at all, and he has been able to create offensively. He had to make some adjustments after his first game in terms of adjusting to the pace of the game at this level, making his plays quicker. But I think he did that and did that very well.
What's the best-case scenario for him to play out this year?
Well, it's best and worst. If it's there any more injuries, number one, and but I think he has a really good chance of staying here and making an impact. So that is absolutely huge for someone in his situation, where he still has the junior eligibility and they can't send him to the American League. The idea that he performs while he gets the chance here bodes well for him.
How do you solve overtime problems, Pete?
Quit playing overtime. No, that's one way of solving it. It's a possession-type game. You go against a Blackhawks team, which may be, even over and above Pittsburgh, the best possession team in the league. Chicago and Tampa Bay, I'm going to say. but I guess one thing would be able to wait them out because they tend to keep the same guys on the ice for a long period of time. Wait till they're gassed, then strike.
So what do you look for? Obviously, Colorado tomorrow. They were a team that I think a lot of people thought were just going to be hot garbage coming into the season, and they've turned out to play pretty well. So what do you look for that matchup?
It's been rather surprising, actually, to see how they've come out of the box, especially with, well, let's just say the turmoil surrounding the Matt Duchene situation, who doesn't evidently want to be there, but he's among their leading scorers right now. Semyon Varlamov did not have a good year last year for them in net, or at least not to the level that he had previously. He's back. I think he's playing pretty well. They're still going to be, you would think, a little bit soft defensively. So you want to, if the Predators play against Colorado tomorrow night, as they played against Chicago on Saturday, there should be an awful lot of Tim McGraw replays.
That's fantastic stuff. Pete, you have been on fire. I love Monday Morning Pete.
This mid-season is form.
Mid-season form.
I like it.
It's fantastic stuff. Pete Weber, as always, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, and see you tomorrow morning after the skate.